Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I laid out a thought that I don't understand why they haven't done. And that is, you've been looking for outfield stability for a long time. There's one guy who's been in the same spot in the outfield for a number of years. He's played it very well. And you could say, okay, well, then leave well enough alone, Phelps. Okay, how about you make your team better? It's this. Move Stephen Kwan to center field. Stephen is a natural center fielder. It's what he played almost exclusively in college, what he played almost exclusively in the minor leagues before he came here, and Miles Straw was in center field for this team. He's won 3 gold gloves in left field. He's your leadoff hitter. He hits for a pretty good average. Right now he's hitting .307. He put him in center field, and then that allows you to take a guy who doesn't hit for a whole lot of pop, last year drove in only 44 runs, put him in center field, he gets on base, and you get, hopefully, guys in right and left who come through and hit for more pop. I'd give Nolan Jones every day at bats. I'm tired of the platoon in right field. That's not working. I'm putting Nolan Jones out there, and I'm going to put Lane Thomas for now in left field if they still don't think C.J. Cephas or Chase DeLauder are ready to bring up from AAA. And if I'm bringing up one of those guys, Andy, he's getting every day at bats. He's going to get a lot of at-bats, but I'm moving Stephen Kwan to center field. Why wouldn't you do this? There's a wet blanket in every crowd, and ours is Dan Menigan.
Never been introduced better.
Thank you.
So I'm staring at the StatCast data because we've got numbers for all of these different things, and the big thing that you look at, of course, with center field is sprint speed, range, that kind of stuff. How much ground can you cover? That's the point of center field.
Sprint speed.
Yes. How fast someone can run when they're sprinting.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yep.
Well, it's the way that he put it.
I'm with you. We can't hear you.
Your mic's not on.
No, we can't hear you.
I said, sprint speed.
Withers.
So in 2023,
Withers.
Which I think is Withers. Around that or article Smithers. That Andy was talking about with Miles Straw and how amazingly fast Miles Straw was and good in center field.
Was, yeah.
Stephen Kwan on the team, again, this is 2023, was fifth. 28.1 feet per second, right?
Okay.
Would have been about in the 71st percentile. So, a.k.a. fast. In 2025, Stephen Kwan, sprint speed 26.8, would put him 330th in all of baseball.
What? Is this sprint speed to first base?
Is this sprint speed
while he's in the field? What's the basis for the analysis?
This is sprint speed. So just AKA, how fast are you? I mean, that's it. Whether that's running to a base, whether that's going to in the field, whether it's any of those things, it's just how fast are you? You know, it's basically you and your buddies going, all right, to the tree and back, whoever loses, whatever. That's it. It's just straight sprint speed. 330th. So for some reason,
what are you telling me?
Over the last 2 years, Stephen Kwan has lost speed. And I think some of that is those lower leg injuries we've talked about, whether it's the hamstrings, the quads.
He's had some issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I could understand that, perhaps, as to why he's not in center field. That might be a reason.
If he were to play center field, he would be, and again, this is according to MLB StatCast data, he would be the 46th fastest center fielder.
Okay.
Zach, did they get a medal for that or a ribbon?
Does it matter?
I actually think it's one of those, like, you hold your hand out and they just kind of give you a handful of, like, runs.
Has anybody watched Stephen Kwan and thought he's slow?
I haven't. I haven't
either. Dano, have you?
We need to get Miles split on that and just get real time.
I have watched and have thought, that's a really good left fielder who takes good routes to balls. And I've never watched him and thought, boy, if I put him on center field, I might be onto something here. I wonder if it's the lower leg injuries, and they would rather have his bat in the lineup than have him in center field playing above average but missing 60 games a year with lower leg injuries.
So he's there because they want to keep him healthy. Is that the overlying factor?
Just merely a guess. I have nothing to back that up with, but that would be my guess. I think the speed that he runs at is not center field prone anymore. And B, I wonder if they look at it and say your bat is more valuable than your glove. And we would rather keep you healthy.
At this point, that's very true.
His bat is more stereotypical center field than it is left or right, where in theory you're supposed to get some power and some pop.
Well, no, not based on what based on what the averages are for the season. Traditionally, your center fielder is one of your worst hitters. He's your second to last across the board in Major League Baseball. Center fielder. Oh man, I'd be so happy if we.
So
had
maybe
this.
You get
your
an
center
advantage
fielder is hitting .242.
I mean, you've been putting guys in center field who aren't center fielders. I mean, Nolan Jones is not a center fielder, but he's played some center. Angel Martinez hadn't played outfield until last year. He's looked good out there, but he's not a center fielder by trade. Lane Thomas, primarily a right fielder in his career, but he's played a lot of center. But, you know, if you're looking for defense and offense, I think Kwan's the right guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, second on the team in stolen bases. He might be slow, but he's situationally good. He's 10 of 11 in stolen bases.
And I wouldn't flat out just say slow. You know,
you kind of did, Dan.
Yeah, you did.
I think slower.
You said he was like 700th in Major League Baseball.
You said he stunk.
Slower is the way.
Said something about a piano strapped to his back.
No, I would have either.
Steven, I'm defending you.
I would have either said combat boots or cement shoes. Those are my go-to.
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
Heights, hey.
Kwan in center, Anthony. Kwan in center.
No.
Heights, hey.
Kwan in center. Dan is right. Just to back up some of that advanced data, his arm value is at the 100th percentile. His arm strength is at the 75th percentile. Sprint speed at 37, and his range is 16.
Oh, my God. So, I feel like I'm taking those California tests when I was in fifth grade.
Why do we even have this guy in the team then?
Wow, look at you. You're getting
glove is to bat as bat is to.
He's great in left field. That is the case. The other thing, you know, I want to point something out here, just as a bigger picture situation. The Guardians are 39-38, okay? Mm-hmm. Through 77 games last year, the Tigers were 36-41. They did not reach 500 until August 26th. They had a 2-1 lead on us and a lead in the seventh inning at home in an elimination game for the Guardians. In the ALDS. So I only bring that up to say that we're not yet to the point where we dump platoons, move Kwan to center, and hope it all works out. I mean, I know that that's you know what people want to do, but it's really, and actually yesterday our expected batting average for the game was higher than Toronto's. So I'm just saying we're not yet to the point where we got to be thinking extreme measures.
All right, Anthony, let me ask you.
It is what it is. And
let me ask you, who are you going to put in center field?
Well,
Lane Thomas?
Let me just say, you are right in identifying the problems, okay?
You're busting up.
Anthony.
I think
the satellite to Cleveland Heights is barely working here. Keep going.
One more time. Yeah. You said that we were right in identifying the problems. Then go.
Yes. I just don't know if the, you know, sort of extreme measures are necessary to solve it. Plus, Kwan, I think you'd have to come to Kwan with some sort with a trade scenario that he says, holy crap, you have who? I will definitely move to center field right now. Otherwise, just saying we're going to move you there and hope it works out when you got a free agent thing coming up, I'm not sure he's going to take kindly to that suggestion. So
he's a player, though, man. They asked him to play center. Here's my fear. My fear is what, July 31st, 2023. Like I said at the beginning of the show, you're one game under 500 behind Minnesota, and you're one game back in the Central, and you decide, trade Savali. Start trading guys.
I do think I wonder if they think DeLauder is their center fielder in waiting. And again, he's played nothing but right field this year. Before yesterday, I didn't look at yesterday's box score. And the majority of his time in the minors has been in right field. Mike is in Twinsburg. Mike.
Hi. Excuse me.
That's all right.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Jeff. I've been watching these kids from the time that they were at
Eastlake.
Eastlake, yes, from the time they were at Eastlake. And I've seen Kwan play center field. He's darn good. Now, the issue is if he has some leg troubles, he has to cover more ground. If that's the case, the two corner outfielders can, if they're fast enough, they can cover a little bit more of center. Now, Chase, I don't think he's as ready as CJ. CJ is a hitting machine, but he also has more at bats. He's an incredible ball player. If DeLauder stays healthy, he is too. I think you really can set your outfield with these guys. Now,
for a number of years to come, if they actually come up and do the job, Mike.
They will. I've watched these two. They're incredible. I talk about this with my best friend, Joe.
Joe!
We got a shout out from Mike.
Joe! Come on.
Nice.
Every day we talk about this. You cannot develop players in a platoon. Young players don't develop.
Agreed.
They just don't. Now, I'm excitable. Now, we have another kid. It's not in the outfield, if I could bring it up, if I may.
Go ahead.
Cooper Angle, catcher.
Catcher at Akron?
What's Joe think of him, though?
He's 5'8".
Mike, what does Joe think about him? That's all I...
Can you have a 5'8 catcher?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
He's hitting.
And Joe's down with him, too? No.
That's all he does is hit. And he calls a game like you wouldn't believe. I think he's better than Bo right now.
Well...
I'm telling you.
You might be a guy on the way because, you know, are you going to bring Hedgie back again next year?
I don't think so.
I don't know either, Mike.
The manager wants him?
Mike, thank you very much.
He's coming back.
Appreciate it.
Seems to work.
Here's Mike in Twinsburg. We're just here to help, Andy. We're throwing out
suggestions.
Can we
get Joe on the hotline, please? I want Joe on the hotline.
We got Joe's words from Mike.
That's true.
I see these two spots in the outfield, and I think, can we just put somebody out there and give them regular at-bats? You know, the platoon hasn't worked in right, so maybe try something else. Our buddy Mike Florio kind of was double-teaming us today. He was on the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good, but that's okay because we like to share our guests with everybody else. Mike Florio was on the morning show today.
Okay.
And he said something about four quarterbacks on this team.
Yeah.
And he also said something that might intrigue one Andy Baskin.
Oh.
We'll hear it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.